Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come now boldly to the throne of grace. Even now, we present our burdens, we present our joys, our victories. You know all that is going on in our lives. We thank you for this calm, quiet place, away from the distractions for a while. We sing praise to you, we hear your word, so that we might serve you better in the days ahead. Even now, we give you our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Good to see all of you who are here today. I'm Pastor Mike. We're honored to have you. Welcome to our 10:30 service. And those of you online, may the Lord bless you. Find in your Bibles your place in Psalm 55. Psalm 55, as we continue to talk together about hope in despair. We've been at this now for a while, and we're moving along, and I'm thankful for Brother Jeff Heflin preaching for me last week, and thank you, Brother Jeff, for that. We have just a few more weeks as we think about these Psalms together, and then we begin to think about the time of Advent and the coming of our Lord Jesus in flesh. We'll have many things to think about in the days ahead. Psalm 55 is where we are. We're at the Lord's table today, so we remind you of that as you give evaluation to your own hearts and where you are in relationship to the Lord. So we read together this psalm, Psalm 55, prayer for the destruction of the treacherous, for the choir director on stringed instruments, a maskil of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Give heed to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint and am surely distracted because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Behold, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hasten to my place of refuge from the stormy wind and tempest. Confuse, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around her upon her walls, and iniquity and mischief are in her midst. Destruction is in her midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from her streets. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide myself from him. But it is you, a man my equal, my companion and my familiar friend. We who had sweet fellowship together, walked in the house of God in the throng. Let death come deceitfully upon them. Let them go down alive to Sheol. For evil is in their dwelling, in their midst. As for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Even evening and morning and at noon, I will complain and murmur. And he will hear my voice. He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me. For they are many who strive with me. God will hear and answer them, even the one who sits enthroned from of old, with whom there is no change and who do not fear God. He has put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has violated his covenant. His speech was smoother than butter, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. Heavenly Father, now bless the reading of your word. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our focal truth is this: give your despair to God. Our focus is verse 22. Even the strongest have their times of despair. Even the strongest in this room have your times of despair. You've had them in the past and you'll have them in the future. Even the strongest need God's help. And so we learn from this psalm, when our despair rises, we give our despair to God. So the focus from David, this man who was a strong man, a man after God's own heart, but dealt with enemies all the days of his life. A strong man used by God greatly, but he also expressed to God and wrote for us these wonderful, these gifts of the Psalms as a great prophet, reminding us of how to deal with our own despair. Verse 22 is our focus today. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. This is for you today. You came to church today. You may not have known what I'll be talking about. This is for you today. It's God's will for you to hear this today. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous, that is the godly, those who are walking with God, He will never allow those who are walking with God, the righteous, to be shaken. So we think about this psalm. There's some beautiful things in the title, in the beginning of above verse 1, where it says, for the choir director on stringed instruments. You can imagine? I can imagine every time that I read this psalm, a wonderful string quartet playing wonderful, wonderful melodic sounds on those stringed instruments as we consider this maskil, this psalm, which is a maskil. What is that? Well, I'm calling you today for a few minutes to contemplate this great truth that you can give your despair to God and God can be trusted with your despair. You didn't ask for what you're going through. You didn't want what you have to deal with, but that's what you have today. And so there are three observations. Here's what I will do in our brief little bit of time before we come to the table of the Lord. I'm going to take the three phrases of verse 22 and give them to you as an observation and then quickly take you back through the psalm. I believe that each of these sections give you portions of the psalm. So that's the way we'll read it today, and I hope you'll keep your Bible open. We'll see first of all that a despairing man surrenders his burden to the Lord. You see, there is in this psalm, David calling us, his cry and complaint of despair, and also his request to God for help and trust in God as a result of asking for God's help. So this despairing man surrenders his burden to the Lord. He goes to God in prayer. He speaks to God about his condition. Number two, we see that God changes his heart from a heart of terror and fear to a heart of trust as he prays. God sustains those who surrender their burdens to him. And we'll see that here in the second phrase. He will sustain you. The first phrase, a man surrenders his burden to the Lord, cast your burden upon the Lord. This is David's word to us. It's what he learned to do. It's what we must learn to do. The sooner you learn to do this, the better you are in your Christian life. Cast your burden upon the Lord. Number two, God sustains those who surrender to Him. He will sustain you. And then the last phrase, God keeps those who surrender their burdens to Him from shaking. God keeps those who surrender their burdens to Him from shaking. He will never allow. Now, this is a promise that some of us don't really believe, but this is a true promise for all those who walk with God. When you're in your hardest time, when you think that you're going to be pushed over, you're about to fall, and you're following God, He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. So David teaches us here, first of all, to cast our burden upon the Lord. Now let's do some word work here for a moment. If we could read this all in the original language, if we could read this in the Hebrew language, we'd find some interesting things about these words. Number one, cast, verse 22. Cast, it means to throw away, to throw. It's not a word that says to hand, it's a word that says to throw. And then we notice he says, cast your burden. The word burden in the Hebrew language is the word for lot, L-O-T. That is your condition. Cast, throw away, throw your condition, whatever it is today, as you hear my voice, throw your condition. Notice, upon the Lord. It does not say to the Lord like you're playing catch. No. This is a picture of carrying something very heavy. The best way I can describe it for all the real men here in this room who have your farms, you've cut all of those logs and now you have to throw them up on the wagon to haul them off. Throw your burden. It's heavy, isn't it? Some of you are going to carry the burdens you have for a lifetime. That's right. You'll carry it for a lifetime. God's with you, but that's your circumstance. That is your burden. That is your lot. That is your condition. That is your situation. Throw your situation. Throw your condition upon the Lord. You don't need to throw it on anybody else. You need to throw it upon the Lord. You say sometimes, well, I don't know if people could really take what I would have to tell them about my burden. That's the point. God can take whatever you say to Him. God can take whatever your burden, and He can handle it and He can carry it. This is what the Lord teaches us to do. So what does David do? He casts, number one, he casts his despair. Notice verses 1 and 2. He says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Notice, give heed to me and answer. David teaches us how to pray now. He teaches us how to pray with a whole heart, with a genuine heart. I am restless. He's doing this in his prayer. I'm restless in my complaint. I'm surely distracted. That's for some of you today. You admit to God you're distracted. You admit to God when you pray, I can hardly pray. I can hardly keep my mind set. All of this going on in my life, all of this despair, all of this spinning around in my life. Notice how David describes it. He describes this terrible pain of betrayal of his friend. This is a psalm about broken relationships. This is a psalm about how painful it is to live with broken relationships. And the way it reads, there is no hope that anything can be done about this broken relationship. You've gone through those in your life. You know that experience. David says, because of the voice of the enemy, what he says, words, because of the pressure of the wicked, all of the friends of the enemy, they bring down trouble upon me, and in anger, they bear a grudge against me. There's nothing more painful than to live with betrayal and those who take up the offense and grudge of someone who has betrayed you, who has become your enemy. David feels this pain. We don't have the circumstances. We can speculate about it. What's he doing? He's casting this on the Lord. He's casting his despair. He's casting his feelings about betrayal. He casts his fear on God. Notice, my heart is in anguish within me, verse 4. Terrors of death have fallen upon me. This is the mighty man, King David, who slayed his 10,000s and who killed the giant Goliath and chopped his head off. But he says here, terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me. Horror has overwhelmed me. You know what he's saying? I am shaking. I am shaking because of my circumstance and my despair. I am shaking because of this fear that has overwhelmed me. And then he casts his concern, his desire to just run away. You know, that's what happens when you're in despair. When you feel like you're all alone, despair drives you to loneliness. Despair drives you to separation from God. You don't even pray. You don't even have fellowship with God. You separate yourself from others. It happens at the church. We say, well, where is so-and-so? Well, we haven't seen them for a while. Where did they go? We find that people who have despair or things in their life that have caused them to stumble and fall away, they stop coming to church. They stop having fellowship. And he says, oh, I said, verse 6, that I had wings like a dove. I'd just fly away. And notice, and be at rest. He thought that if he ran away to another place, he would have rest. No, that's a fool's game. You see, when you have despair, no matter where you travel, you take it with you. And so the pain and the difficulty of this burden he carried with him, and then the first Selah comes, as Brother Jeff so mentioned for us, a pause. Behold, I would wander far away and I would lodge in the wilderness. That's what he's saying. If you notice in your Bible, that's the quote. That's his quote. This is what the man in despair who does not cast his burden upon the Lord feels. I'll just run away. But David's in the process of throwing this on to God. He then goes on and describes and casts upon the Lord the violence and the wickedness of these enemies in verses 9, 10, and 11. And then he says again, as he grieves over the fact that this is a friend who has betrayed him, he says, verse 13, it is you, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. Oh, the saddest thing that happens in life is when you've been close to someone, perhaps even in church you've been close to them, and then there is a separation. Whatever the causes, whatever the circumstances, nothing is as painful as the brokenness of trust between people. Nothing is more painful. And David now, that's a heavy burden that's caused him great discouragement. And so what does he do? I'm saying to you, verses 1 through 15 teach us how to throw our burden upon the Lord. Now yours may be very different today, but whatever your burden is, Peter picked up on this same truth in 1 Peter chapter 5. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you at the proper time. Listen, casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. You see, that's what we do as Christians. So what does he do? David turns in prayer, and now all of a sudden, we've seen this over and over in the Psalms. When you pray, when you talk to God about your real condition, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit comes and there are wonderful, mysterious things that begin to happen between yourself and the Lord. And you gain strength and you begin to believe God rather than be defeated and fearful in your own life. Notice he says in verse 16, as for me, as the New American Standard reads, as for me, we see this all through the Psalms, as for me, now he gives his testimony, I will call upon God despite the betrayal of my friend, despite my terrors and my fears, despite all of this, I'm going to call upon the Lord and He will save me. You see, he recognizes the sustaining power of God. The word sustain in the language, the Hebrew language, is a word that means to seize. Notice what the Lord says. Notice what David says about what the Lord will do. He will sustain you. That is, He'll hold on to you. He'll grab you by the hand. He'll seize you. He'll support you. David now understands that whatever he goes through, God will sustain him. When you don't have very much, if you trust God, He'll sustain you. In your hardest day, He'll sustain you. You have to be willing to trust Him and give your burden, your condition to the Lord. You see, for some of you, this is just theory. You've not practiced it because you've come to like your burdens. In some ways, you are happy to be sad all the time because that makes people feel sorry for you. The reality is that this is only experiential. It's only experiential and real in your life if you do what I'm talking about. If you throw your condition to God, you throw it to Him. Here it is, Lord. I'm putting it on You. I cannot bear this by myself. Tell it to Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. David now recognizes the sustaining grace of God. Have you lived to experience the sustaining grace of God? Well, that's the second Selah, verse 19. God will hear and answer them. That is, God will deal with my enemies. He is the one who sits enthroned from of old. You see, I'm not going to run away, Selah 1. I'm not going to run away in my despair, Selah 1, verse 7. I'm going to trust the God who has been enthroned forever and ever. I will trust Him who sustains me. And finally, you see, God keeps those who surrender their burdens to Him from shaking. Shakenness. It's all across the church in the days in which we live. You see, troubles are a bully. They push you around. Trials and tribulations are bullies. Pushing you. Squeezing you down to see if you want to trust God. And the devil comes alongside to ridicule and accuse you. And to lay traps for you in the world system and all around. You see, you've got all of this. And of course, your flesh wants to join in. There are these traps set for us in the world if we fall into them. Trials and troubles push us around. Broken relationships push you around. They affect your mind. It's not something simple that you just tell your friend, well, just get over it. Go make a new friend. What kind of terrible advice is that? These things are real. They push us around. They're like bullies in our life. They're those things that rob us of our joy and rob us of our spiritual life. They push us around, but He will never allow. The Lord will never allow those whom He sustains, is the way it reads, to be shaken. And this word in the language is to slip or fall. To slip or fall. You know, I can fall when I stop walking with God. I can stumble. I can stumble and fall away and not be where I ought to be with God because I don't pray, because I don't practice the habits. I don't discipline myself to godliness. I just kind of go with the crowd and say sing a few songs and pray once in a while. I can slip. But you see, when I seek to follow the Lord Jesus, this is our problem. When we think, well, I've been as faithful as I can be to God. Why would God let me go through this? Because it is the will of God for your life. That's the answer. It's not a time to complain. It's a time to say, I will cast my burden on the Lord, and He will sustain me, and He will never allow those who cast their burden on Him as He sustains them to fall. You can count on that promise. And many of us in this room have lived to see that. Are you shaken this morning? You're shaken because you're not doing what David says at the end of the psalm. Notice the last words of verse 23. I will trust in You. For some of you today, you should go home and say to the Lord in your situation, I will trust in You. I will trust in You. I will trust in You. When your fears rise, when your heart is anguished, when there are terrors that grip your soul, when you get bad news this week you weren't expecting when you were in church house this week, I will trust in You. I will cast all your burden upon the Lord. He will sustain you, and He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. David said, You, O God, will bring them down to the pit of destruction, but I will trust in You. David puts his confidence in God. What do we remember today as we come to the Lord's table? I want to remind you that these words are the very words of what happened to the Lord Jesus. Do this in remembrance of me. Hey, listen, you really, really are pained because you've been betrayed, aren't you? The Lord Jesus was betrayed. He was betrayed. Never forget the betrayal of our Lord. His betrayal, the kiss of His friend Judas. The kiss of His friend Judas. This reminds us that our broken relationships have all been taken by the Lord Jesus on the cross. So when you pray, when you are in despair, tell the Lord how you feel. Be specific about it. Be honest. I'd say to the men here, be men, and to the women, be women of God. Speak to the Lord from your heart. He's listening. We've learned it before. He's near to those who fear Him. He listens. He's hearing you. He sees you. He knows your conditions and circumstances, but He wants you to talk to Him about them. And secondly, we live in the sustaining grace of God. And we must trust Him with our anxious fears, because anxious fears rise. They surprise you sometimes. You seem all is well, and all of a sudden anxious fears rise. So we learn, wait, I must throw this upon the Lord. I must throw this upon the Lord. And He will sustain me, and I will not slip, because He is sustaining me. And don't let your troubles shake your trust in God. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He'll never allow the righteous to be shaken. To the praise of the glory of His grace, the Lord is near to the door. Oh, my friends, do you not see it? Do you know the signs of the times in nature, but you do not see the signs of the times? These days are darkening, and the Lord Jesus is nearing the door as the judge to come. And we pray, come, Lord Jesus.